Your DUS is now ready to be relocated and placed back into operation. Control panel adjustments. The Merzon DUS control panel can be adjusted to better control the machine in each specific application. This section of the video will show you what adjustments are possible, how to adjust them, and when they should be adjusted. Please note, for most DUS control panels, the raise pressure is adjusted using the top regulator, and the lower pressure is adjusted using the bottom regulator. It is good to refer to the sticker labels inside the panel to be sure which regulator controls each function. Raise pressure. The DUS raise pressure is controlled using the corresponding regulator in the valve stack. This should be labeled raise pressure control. Adjust this by turning the regulator knob clockwise. The regulator also has a gauge to monitor the current and future set points. The raise pressure should be static once dialed in. There is no need to constantly change this. It will be adjusted during startup, but then should not be changed for the majority of applications. Merzon usually recommends a raise pressure of 30 to 60 PSI. Lower pressure. Similar to the raise, the lower pressure is controlled using the corresponding regulator in the valve stack. Adjust this by turning the regulator knob clockwise. The regulator also has a gauge to monitor the current and future set points. The lower pressure should be static once dialed in. There is no need to constantly change this. It will be adjusted during startup, but then should not be changed for the majority of applications. Merzon usually recommends a lower pressure of 10 to 20 PSI. Raise speed. There is a volumetric flow control located on the bottom or side of your control panel labeled Raise Speed Control. You can slow the raise speed by turning the speed control clockwise, or speed up the raise by turning the control counterclockwise. This should be the first adjustment point if the machine is not behaving as intended, not the pressure. Lower speed. There is a volumetric flow control located on the bottom or side of your control panel, labeled Lower Speed Control. You can slow the lower speed by turning this speed control clockwise, or speed up the lower by turning the control counterclockwise. This should be the first adjustment point if the machine is not behaving as intended, not the pressure. Pump speed. The pump cycle speed is controlled by a needle flow control valve. The older style units used a single needle valve, whereas some newer units have two needle valves. Increase the pump cycle speed by turning the needle valve counterclockwise. Decrease the pump cycle speed by turning the needle valve clockwise. This parameter should be set during startup and hardly ever needs adjustment. Pump pressure. There is a sole regulator in the control panel that controls the pump pressure. This should be set and left between 80 and 100 PSI. Drum centering. The Merzon DUS-10 has a fixed centering mechanism that should be set upon startup of the unit. Start by raising the carriage and inserting an empty drum into the machine. Next, lower the follower plate to where it is right above the drum's lip. Do not lower into the drum. Adjust the drum so that it is centered under the follower plate. Next, adjust the side brackets using a 9/16 wrench and socket. Loosen the brackets and slide them forward to where the plastic lightly contacts the drum wall. This should not compress the drum at all. Tighten the brackets once in the proper position. Next, adjust the rear bracket using the same method as before. Loosen the bolts, slide the bracket forward until it contacts the drum, and tighten back down. Next, position the drum hold-down brackets to just above the drum lip. These act as a safety precaution to prevent lifting the drum off the ground in the event someone forgets to turn on the vacuum brake. The drum hold-down brackets should extend far enough to cover the drum lip, but should not contact the follower plate. The DUS-10 is now set up for your drum. Please note, the DUS-10 centering mechanism is designed for applications that use a single drum. There is an alternative centering method available for applications that will use multiple drum types and sizes.